Welcome to Branch Pod, where we believe that growing a relationship with Jesus Christ is about your everyday, not just your Sunday. I'm your host, Christina Bontrager, and for the next 13 weeks, we'll be diving deeper into our Sunday series through the Book of Esther, through a variety of interviews, reflections, spiritual practices, and stories to help us bring the book to life outside of Sunday morning. This week, Pastor Alex sat down with Randy Novak, a member of our Branch family who shared his story of a time in his life where God's providence was at work, even when God felt absent.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Pastor Alex here. Good to be with you on Branch Pod this week. It's my pleasure today to have in the studio with us Randy Novak. Randy, thanks for being with us.
Alex, thank you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for asking me to sit with you and speak.
Yeah, man. It's really good. It's really good to have you here. You know, just to reiterate to all of our listeners, we've been in this series through the Book of Esther, and we continue to say that it's quite striking that the Book of Esther never mentions the name of God, but nonetheless, God is active and working behind the scenes throughout the whole story, and that is a really important principle for us today to grapple with, because oftentimes, you know, we can be facing situations and it can feel like God's absent. And it's like, where are you, God? What are you doing, God? And what am I supposed to do in response to that? But then often we see things get pulled together. And to take that one step further, when we look in the rearview mirror, we're able to more clearly see how God has worked in ways that we couldn't have imagined or even planned on the front end when we were going through those things. And so the reason that I have asked Randy here today is because Randy has a really powerful story that I want everyone in our church to be able to hear and see, really kind of with skin on it, to say, like, here's a practical picture of this main idea from Esther that we've been saying, which is God's absence points to his providence. So with that being said, that's kind of the big picture, Randy, but really I just want to give you an opportunity to share your story, and we can kind of go back and forth and hear a little bit more about that. So the first question that I have for you is, tell us a little bit about your journey and a time, a struggle, a difficulty in your life where, as you were going through it, it felt like God was absent.
Most of my life, starting with childhood, you know, I wasn't raised in a church, you know, as a young kid. We didn't start attending churches and finding our way until my later high school years. And that was short-lived. I never had a belief system of God. I never had a firm belief of who he actually was and what he can do for me in my life. I was kind of lost in that regard. But through those times and visiting churches when I was a kid, there was a seed planted. So I always knew that there was someone, something that I could lean on. My struggles with God and the absence of him, it was primarily self-induced. Really, is based off of my own belief systems and who am I? I always thought that I was never good enough as a child. Yeah, and that had so many different kinds of consequences in my life. And I never knew who I was as a person.
Yeah.
Right? I felt lost. I felt like a chameleon. I needed to blend in and I needed to make this person happy with whatever they're dealing with, and I needed to be a part of their life, you know, just blend into that specific moment, you know. So me not knowing who I am, this turns into an addiction, right, for me in my life. I had this spiritual malady, this big hole in my life that I was trying to fill and stuff with all these outside sources, and it took me through 20 years of a really bad downfall. It was a bad spiral, you know. They say in an addiction, it's jails, institutions, and death, and it doesn't necessarily have to happen in that order. Why have I not passed? But I visited the jails and the institutions, you know, and trying to get clarification on my own stuff. But he wasn't there for me because I wasn't putting any work into being a man of Christ, or just a humble servant, or just a person in a community.
Interesting. So you're saying that you have a sense that the sense of God's absence, that's what it felt like, but in actuality, a lot of it had to do with you running away or chasing after other things. Is that right?
Exactly. I was trying to fill that hole that a God-sized hole in my body, that that spiritual malady. I was always searching for it. I was always searching for something to run, and I never wanted to feel.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I know I felt emotions, and I know I had. I just didn't know how to react to those emotions.
So do you have, I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I am putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing fine. Here. No, but like my mind goes to this, like, can you think of a time in your life where maybe you were at rock bottom in one of its forms and it was like, where are you, God? Like, how did you let me get here? Is there anything like, any moment like that where you felt like that?
My last use, I overdosed, and I came through it, but I was still mad, because how can I get to this point again? It was my 11th time going through that.
Wow.
I felt in the absence, because it affected a lot of people around me, and I couldn't believe that I was at death's doorstep yet once again.
Wow.
You know, how did you lead me to that? Huh. You know, it's supposed to be a sovereign God and supposed to build me up and take me away from this, but yet I'm falling into these cycles where I'm steadily killing myself.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to feel.
Yeah.
Because in hindsight, you know, he's been there this whole time.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, man, thank you for sharing that. I mean, I feel it with you. Like, I think those are the questions so often when we're at our darkest moments. It's like, where are you, God? Why did you let this happen? And I think anybody listening right now that's going through a difficulty, I think we resonate with that. That's the question that we as humanity, because there's something within us that says, this is not how it's supposed to be.
Right.
Right. And so I think that we feel that very deeply. And so with that in mind, how did you make that turn? So like you're saying, you just started to get to it of saying, you know, I see that God was there all along. How did you recognize that, and what did that look like?
So, retrospect, look, he's been there through everything, and how do I see that? And I saw that he's brought me back 11 single different times, right?
Oh, yeah.
It could have been so much worse.
Wow.
Looking back, I was in many different situations. My addiction brought me to the west side of Chicago, and just living that lifestyle, being in that moment, a lot of things can happen to you, and a lot of things did happen around me, and I walked away from that.
Mm.
The defining moment, though, is just learning to find out who I am and actually put in the work to do so. Mm. You know, faith without works is dead. You know, I have to put myself in a community of like-minded individuals who are encouraging and loving on me,
mm.
Whether it be in an AA program or in my church community. I need that to live the best of my ability on any given day.
Wow.
That's where I find my direction now.
Yeah.
I have to do, I have to, on every day, I have to align myself. I have to have this conscious contact with God on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just wanted to draw out a couple things. I mean, one of the things you said of how we see God's providence, even in the midst of feeling like he's gone, was that daily connect of, are we actively praying? And even, you know, last night I was at a youth group, and when everybody hears this, is going to be about a week later, but Pastor Nelson was talking about how even when we're emotional or upset with God, that he's big enough to receive those things, right? And so it's however we're feeling, having that daily connect with him. We also talked about being in a community of like-minded people, that sometimes when we can't hear God's voice, we need to listen to his people, right? And that his people remind us of what's being said. So I think that's awesome. I think that's really critical when we feel like God is far, to lean on some of those things. I wanted to ask, maybe, you know, again, just to kind of drill down to a specific interaction, can you tell, I'm sure you have many stories to share, sort of, that are part of your capital S story. Was there a time when something either coincidentally happened, or like crazy things lined up, that when you look back on it, it's like, oh, this is how God weaved some of these things together in a way that I didn't realize it as it was happening, and there's no way that this just actually was coincidental. Anything like that that comes to mind?
Meeting my wife walking down the street one day, you know, that wasn't coincidental.
Okay, tell me that. I got to hear this story. Now, I had the privilege of marrying you guys, so I have her. But for everyone listening, please tell us.
So walking to the gym one day, just by happen chance, I get to catch Georgia walking out of work, where she only works for one day a week, right? So, and only for a few hours. And we stop, say hello, have conversation. Exchange numbers.
So you just stopped in the middle of the middle street. Okay, for sure. Got it. Tracking with you.
But that was a God moment for me. One, because it was a person that was brought into my life, and it was a woman who was brought into my life, who I was absolutely 100% transparent and honest with from day one.
Wow.
So all of my past, everything, I was able to say, this is who I am, right? This is where I've been, and this is where I'd like to go. And she was very encouraging, understanding, and she's told me she's felt like the grace of God in that moment, you know, in those moments when we first started introducing ourselves to each other, you know. And her being in my life, she helps me with trying to be a better man in God. Mm. And she was that first person that brought that to me. And it's what's brought me closer to the Lord.
Yes. And it's interesting because the way that I am tying these things together in your story is, you know, you had this fundamental question, who am I? And chasing for answers in all the wrong places led to a 20-year battle with addiction. And even in the midst of that, especially at the darkest moments, it felt like God may have been absent through parts. But then the way that God's providence is shown is not necessarily in a crazy circumstance, which sometimes it can look like that, but his providence looked like a person.
Sure.
And he sent Georgia, and this was someone that you could be honest with and it was going to pull you in the right direction. And so, in other words, walking toward God looked like walking away from this false Randy, this false, you know, this incomplete or broken picture that God didn't want for you. And Georgia was used by God in a very powerful way to redirect and help be a part of the work that God was doing in your life. Does that sound right?
That's 100% accurate.
Man, that's so beautiful.
You speak it better justice than me.
Yeah, no, I love that, man. That's really awesome. And I'm sure Georgia's listening right now. And just to celebrate her, how awesome. What an honor that is, right?
And it's not even something I even bring to her attention, you know? So it's something that, hey, take it.
Yeah. You know? Well, Randy, I want to thank you, man. I want to thank you for your transparency and your honesty. And just recently, we saw you up on stage drumming, leading our church in worship. And what a beautiful thing. And how long have you been clean?
It's November 6th of 2018.
Wow. Yeah. We celebrate with you, and we're grateful for the work that God is doing in your life. And I hope that everyone listening right now is reminded that no matter how hard it is right now, that there is hope, that God is the God of writing new stories. And even when we're at our lowest, darkest points, he is at work. He's working behind the scenes. And sometimes it looks like a changed circumstance that we couldn't have made up. Sometimes it looks like him sending us a person. But in his providence, he's always welcoming us to take steps forward into who he's created us to be. So Randy, again, thank you for joining us today. And I hope that this was an encouragement for our whole church.
And I thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
To learn more about The Branch and how to get connected, head to brch.org for upcoming events and to listen to past messages. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Branch Pod, and we'll see you next week.